Hey everyone, you're listening to the Reality Talk Show. I'm Ganesh Sharma.
I'm Naveen Kumar.
And I'm Praneet Kumar.
Awesome interviews. No. Bharatanatyam, a preeminent Indian classical dance form, presumably the oldest classical dance heritage of India, is regarded as mother of many other Indian classical dance forms. Theoretical base of this form traces back to Natya Shastra, the ancient Sanskrit Hindu text on the performing arts. A form of illustrative anecdote of Hindu religious themes and spiritual ideas, emoted by dancer with excellent footwork and impressive gestures, its performance includes nritya, nritya and natya. Accompanies include a singer, music and particularly the guru who directs and conducts the performance. It also continues to inspire several art forms, include paintings and sculptures starting from the spectacular 6th to 9th century CE temple sculptures. Now, mastering such amazing dance form is our first guest, Mekhala Bharadwaj. Now, to tell about her, she has been learning Bharatanatyam for the past 21 years. Her first performance was at the age of 6. She has completed her engineering in electronics and instrumentation, but she chose dance as a mainstream career. Now, Mekhala has a huge list of achievements. She has been credited with numerous performances as part of Bharatanjali. She was also a semi-finalist at the Bharatanatyam reality show named Natya Ratna of Shankara TV. She has also given numerous solo performances in various prestigious platforms like Articulate Festival of Mysore, then Nritya Bhanu, a monthly concert series, then Rudrapatna Sangeetotsava, Jalapatotsava and Mandya, Taranga Ranga and many other more. Also, she has performed in the most famous sacred Guruvayur temple, Tirupati and many more places. Now, she has also won Balapratibha Award, Best Dancer Award for Gana Bharati, and Kala Pravana and Kalashri Awards. She continues to challenge her own creativity by choreographing in various institutions, and also she is a faculty in the Sales Musical Academy and Rhythms Institute of Fine Arts. So hi Mekhala, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi.
How are you doing?
Thank you. Good. How are you?
Good. So remember how we met?
Oh yeah, I do. Do you remember?
Of course, it was in that trip. We went to Meketatu. No, it was Gagana Chukki, Bara Chukki and Shivna Samudra, right?
Yeah, and it was great.
That was fun actually.
Yeah, it was
That's how I met you, and I got to know you were a great classical dancer through our friend Naveen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. He's a common friend of ours.
Yes, of course. So, thank you Naveen for getting in touch.
Yeah, thank you Naveen. We are missing you here.
Yeah. It would have been nice if this guy was here. Anyways, so I have a few questions for you. Some are from me personally and some are from friends that you know and our general audience as well. So the first question to you is, what inspired you to pursue classical dance and not choose engineering?
So I've been learning dance since when I was like 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a hobby back then. But even when I was in school, I think I danced a lot. I used to bunk classes to dance. But anyway, studies was my major thing. My parents, they always insisted on studies, obviously. So after that, it just went on and on. I danced like years together. And then, I learned a lot. And after my engineering, I think when I was in final year engineering, I started performing quite a lot with my ma'am's team, and I started traveling a lot to cities with her. She inspired me a lot to take dance as a profession. In fact, it's not like she has to talk something into me that something about dance. It's her lifestyle which inspired me, and the way she saw her life when as a dancer, I was like, okay, this is also a possibility of living. We can also live like this. Because coming from an engineering background, I know how chaotic the life is. We are just running, that's all. But here it's like there's a pause in between there. Every now and then there's a pause. We take a breather. It's like, I have to see like future and whatever happened in the past, mm-hmm. there's a pause. Should I go with this or not? And then I think dance itself inspired me a lot to take dance as profession. Yeah, I was in like, I was confused in between that, should I take this or not?
What? Yeah, because a lot of people get, you know, attracted by the offers, job offers that they get from engineering. But yeah. Despite all those things, you still stuck to dance as a major stream.
I don't think that I can answer that because I always felt that I'm not there. That's not my cup of tea. I always felt
engineering
that.
Was yeah. never your thing.
No, I don't think I never realized it. That's the worst part. When I was there and I was doing my engineering, I knew that something is wrong and I was not myself. But I still didn't figure out that I was not myself. But I also didn't figure out that what's wrong with me, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything. I just went with the flow. I don't even know there was flow or not. But yeah, let me just put it like this. I just went with the flow.
That's great. So yeah, to the next question. What are the different styles of classical dance forms? What made you choose the one that you're performing as of now?
So there are quite a number of classical dance forms. Like from Karnataka, there is Mysore style of dance form, which is a very oldest dance form, in fact. Even probably in the time of, you know, independence and the freedom fight was going on, that's when the Mysore style was... It didn't establish much.
Mm-hmm.
It took a backseat. But in from Tamil Nadu, there are quite a number of styles like Kalakshetra style. There is Pandanallur. There is Varavur style. There is Tanjavur style. There are different styles. And recently, teachers like Vasundhara Duraswamy, Dr. Vasundhara Duraswamy, she herself has introduced her own style. And after recently, and also Dr. Padma Subramaniam has introduced Karanas and Charis to dance form, which is Bharatanritya now, which is not mm-hmm. Bharatanatya, which is also interesting. There are interesting forms have been invented and discovered in recent days. When I started learning, I learnt Pandanallur style. I learnt under Chetana Radhakrishna. And after that, I went to Prakash sir, Prakash S. Iyer. I learned Vadavur style with him, from him. And then I'm learning under Guru B. Bhanumati and Srimati Sheila Chandrasekhar, which is combination of Tanjavur and Vadavur style. So that's the style I perform. But when it comes to a dancer or an artist, I think style doesn't matter anymore. Bharatanatyam and how you emote, how mm-hmm. you just, you know, portray something, whatever you want to show to people. That's all matters. Nobody cares about style. They do care, I'm not telling no. But for a common audience, they will not know which style they're performing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you would not know that which style I'm performing. You would know that, oh, my friend is performing. Oh, it's Bharatanatyam. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
That's all you would feel.
Yes.
So for a common audience, they will not know. Other than that, for artists, for dancers, they will know what style we are performing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are few dance pieces which I have learned from different gurus.
Mm-hmm.
I see that I perform in the particular style. I don't change the style. Like few I have learned under Kalakshetra style, few I have learned Mysore style.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that I keep it that way just to maintain that legacy.
So do you have any idea of coming up with your own form?
Oh, no. There is a lot already. Okay. Let me just explore whatever is there.
Okay.
I have never thought of, I don't think, let's just dance.
That's so you just mentioned that common audience generally cannot understand what you're performing. Like, yeah, when I came to your performance for the first time, I just felt like, oh my God, she's dancing so good. Like her moves are so perfect. It goes well with the music. But how would you communicate the actual meaning behind the dance that you're performing there? The actual message behind that performance?
Communicating a message doesn't have to do anything with the style, because every style does communicate like whatever you want to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no need of any style of dance form.
So the audience should be attentive actually while they are watching the performance.
No, in fact, it's on us, I feel. Like, we have to grab their attention. It's on us. Being especially if you want to become a solo artist,
okay.
It's on us. It's like, we are the ones who have to grab their attention. It's like, come on, look at me. Every time, oh, don't look there. No, you have to look at me. Don't eat popcorn. Look at me. Every time you have to see that. Yeah.
I never get popcorn, by the way, but I sit attentively and I watch the performance.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Welcome back to the show. We are in conversation with Mekhala, and so welcome back.
Hello all.
So yeah, I'll be shooting some more questions for you.
Sure, bring it on.
Yeah. So to the question that is quite common on social media asking you, what is the role of a guru in dancer's life?
Okay, so first of all, I would like to say that there is a lot of difference between a guru and a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
If I teach you something now, I can become a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But to become a guru, it takes a lot. I think there should be a proper age, a need of age to become a guru. When it comes to guru, it's not only about teaching dance. It's about teaching how to lead life. None, especially my teacher, she never just sat and she just gave preach on like whatever subjects on life. She never did that. She leads her life like that, and that's what inspires us. She is, I say that, she's epitome of guru, really. I am very, very, I'm very happy to be her disciple. I'm very glad that I chose her to be my guru. So, yeah. And then it's not just about learning, okay, you have to keep mudras like this, you have to dance like this, you have to smile like this, you have to see a dance piece like this composition like this. No, because dance is, it's a language. It's not just... dance is just okay, whenever you're happy you just dance. No, when it comes to classical or any dance, I feel it's a language. You communicate something to somebody, you want to say whatever you're actually feeling through dance. So how to feel that feeling, you will never know. It's like all these years I didn't even know how to see a dance piece. I didn't even know how to see a situation. I didn't know. So she never taught me that you have to see like this, but the way she communicates, the way she sees dance, the way she, embraces it's so different. And Guru plays a major, major role in any artist's life for that matter, or anybody's life, I say. It matters a lot. The gurus, yeah.
That's great. So to the next question. How difficult is it to be in any field without any background? Especially in yours.
Nobody is a dancer from my family.
Okay.
There are singers, for that matter, but no dancers are there. They know dance, they have learned dance, some they have not, but none of them have taken dance as profession. My dad was, he was in shock when I told that I was taking dance as profession. He was like, does it even exist? Something like this exists? Like, you can take dance as profession? He was surprised. He was shocked. Yeah, that was shock of his life. Especially after doing engineering. He was like, okay, so you're not going to work anymore? You don't want to work? Are you sure? Yeah, he supported me because, yeah, I'm his daughter after all. So he has to support whatever I do. So he just supported me. But there is lot and lot of difficulty. One thing with the dance is that you have to keep practicing, and it's a lot of physical exercises where, you know, there's a lot of pressure on, on your physical body. You have to keep working on it. You have to diet. When it comes to diet, I'm not telling about you should not eat, not that kind of diet. You have to stay fit.
Okay.
Basically, so for that you have to concentrate on food, you have to concentrate on working out, and apart from all this, dance has something. There is, okay, when it comes to dance, there is four types of abhinaya. One is Angika, Vachika, Aharya and Satvika. Angika is the one when what I told you about physical activity.
Okay.
That is Angika. When it comes to Satvika, it's everything is internal.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work on yourself. You have to work on your thinking. You have to work emotionally. So this is for us, like as individual dancer, we have to practice a lot. That's always there. Apart from this, externally, there is a lot and lots of difficulties. First thing, opportunities. When it mm-hmm. comes to that, it's because there are hundreds and thousands of dancers now. Times are changing, not like before. Mm-hmm. People were like very, very less when it comes to dance. Nobody took dance as a profession. Like, not 20 years back also, people were like, should we take this? They were very apprehensive taking dance as a profession. But now, people, they want to take dance as profession. There are people who quit their engineering jobs or whatever jobs they're doing. They just come back to dance. They say that I want to take this as profession.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to this, where there's lots of competition and this is a creative field.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, there's a book. I have to just follow whatever is there. Its grammar is there. No, mm-hmm. it's not like that. We have to keep creating stuff. We have to keep showing that, yeah, this is what I'm doing. I have to keep showing up myself that I exist in this field. You have to look me up. You have to see me. So that's there. There are hundreds of difficulties. Basically, competition is more.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunities. And above all this, dance is costly. It's expensive.
Okay.
Because as I told you right from the diet is expensive. To be fit, it is expensive.
Yeah. What is the kind of diet you follow? Personally,
not much. Like I just avoid junk, eat mm-hmm. junk food, and I stick to my home food.
Okay.
Most of the time, so
especially when you're traveling a lot, performing in different cities, most of the times,
yeah,
you need to be very conscious. Okay, idlis.
It's difficult to say. Yeah. See, when I went to Rishikesh, all I got was, it was Satvik Ahar because I stayed in ashram.
Okay.
So, I actually got very Satvik Ahar. But when I go for like some corporate shows and all,
mm-hmm.
I don't get such food.
Okay.
So, I have to just go with some soup or or some curd rice. So, that's all. Not much. We should just forget about diet when we go. Like when we are actually traveling, let's just enjoy food.
Okay.
Let's just enjoy regional food.
But still keep an eye on what you're eating.
Yeah, but still, obviously, that's always there. Yeah. And financially, we have to be quiet. If you are secretly rich, you are okay, fine. You don't have much, or you don't have to struggle much.
Okay.
Else, yeah. Because there's no much that my friends keep asking me, so. How much you are earning?
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me.
That's a curious question that I think most of them will have. Because we keep seeing you posting on social media that you're performing in different city almost every single week.
Yeah, and half of it
so
I'm
the
not
thought
paid.
Of, yeah,
but half
so
of the performances I'm not
seriously?
Paid. Yeah, I'm not blaming them that not paying me. But this is how it is. This is how it's been. On behalf of the young generation dancers and artists, mm-hmm. I would request organizers to, you know, to pay something at least. Like for, you know, it will be a respect for the artists.
Mm-hmm.
It will be respect for the time we are giving for them.
True.
And nobody expects, it's like when somebody asks you to perform in a temple,
mm-hmm.
we don't expect much. It's a temple, it's a seva, that's what
True.
We do. But still, dancing is a bread. That's how we earn money.
Yes.
So every time if we keep on doing seva, we'll be left with no money. So that's also there. At least I really wish that people give some, importance for paying artists. It's because we have, as I've told you, mm-hmm. I've been learning this for so many years
mm-hmm.
and not just me. There are so many artists who've been learning from many, many years, and we have put our own effort. We have also spent money, and it's all about effort we put. So
yeah.
It's like if you ask a customer, you go, let's say a customer goes to an engineer that whatever,
mm-hmm.
he keeps in front of him, this is what I want. So they work and they pay money, right?
There's
so
a fixed price and
price,
other
but
things.
We are not fixing any price, but still we are entertaining them. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. entertainment is, it does matter a lot, right? Yeah. It affects people. It, mm-hmm. That effect is majorly needed.
Yes.
Yeah. That influence from this media, dancing or movie has major influence on the world.
True.
Yeah. So they pay them, I mean, like when it comes to classical dance, people just, they forget about payment, I guess. So I wish that they at least see to pay a little bit, like our expenses at least, you know, to and fro expenses.
Mm-hmm.
At least if that is paid, you know, we'll be very happy.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So you were mentioning about competition in this industry, especially with the social media exposure today. How do you see competition in this industry?
So in different aspects, like when there are, okay, when it comes to this, competition comes from the trend has changed. People, mm-hmm. Like if the dancer is really thin to look and if she's very beautiful,
mm-hmm.
people just call them, and then people who have money, they can approach and they can actually conduct their own programs.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that.
They organize for themselves.
They themselves. So there are people who can't organize for themselves, mm-hmm. and who are not slim fit. That's also there. But I feel that people should recognize one's talent. That's all matters at the end of the day.
True.
Let's say even they can organize. I'm not blaming or I'm not just pointing out all these people, but this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, when it comes to like my own experiences, I didn't know anybody in this field.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know anybody in this field. I just knew that ma'am, my class, that's all. I didn't mm-hmm. know anybody. When I took dance as profession, when I told my guru that this is what I want to do, the first thing she did was, the first thing she told me was to start practicing more every mm-hmm. day. She asked me to practice. And then she told me to start a class. And she mm-hmm. gave me a class, in mm-hmm. fact. So that's how, that motivates me. You know, teaching teaches a lot. You know, once we start teaching, we start learning a lot. And that's okay. That's completely a different concept.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to this, approaching organizers it's a very difficult task.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different difficulties for different persons, mm-hmm. for different artists. For me, I was humiliated every now and then. I was body shamed every now and then. Even today I get body shamed every now and then. I have learned to come over it. I have mm-hmm. learned to own my, okay, this is what I am, this is how I am. It took quite a lot of time.
So is this criticism from audience or from your...
Both.
Okay.
It's both. Like my fellow dancers, nobody says on to your face, but still you will know. It's like when you are conscious enough about what's happening around you, you mm-hmm. will actually know that, okay, people are talking about you. So that's there.
That's quite difficult.
That is quite difficult, yeah.
Okay, so we'll go for the next question.
Yeah, sure.
This is an interesting one. Again, it comes around the same topic. How do you manage and survive as a full-time artist?
Okay.
Like, do you go around budgeting?
I told you, if you're secretly rich, it's very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you don't have to bother about, money anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, we don't have to ask organizers or whosoever is organizing the program, particular program. We don't have to ask them, okay, can you do that? Can you do this? But still, they have to pay us for the work we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's there. It is pretty difficult to survive, mm-hmm. but we have to get used to this. It's like, the one thing in this field is patience.
Okay.
You have to be patient enough to, you just have to wait for things to happen. Everything doesn't happen in a night, over a night. So we just have to wait for it.
All right. So, yeah, again, another question from the audience.
Whom and how do you approach organizers for performances?
Back then it was quite difficult. Nobody knew that who was organizing what. Mm-hmm. People used to call, let's say if you're organizing something, you would call, like, you know me. So you, mm-hmm. should, you would just call me. That's all. And you would ask me, okay, do you know any dancers? I can call them. That's how it was. But recent days, social media has played a vital role in this.
Mm-hmm.
Where organizers, in fact, put up, this is what we are doing. We are planning to, you know, organize a competition or program. So if you want, you can apply. That's there. So we can apply for the program.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who actually expect money from the dancers. Which is...
To perform in their program?
Yeah.
How to pay money?
Yeah.
Okay, that's something new.
Sad, which is really sad, but I'm not for it anyways.
Okay.
So I'll be like, no, thank you. That's, mm-hmm. all, that's all I can say.
It's just like how in social media, people ask money to feature their own post in some other page or anything as such.
Exactly.
You are expected to pay for the organizer to perform in their own program.
Yeah. I just have to, I just have to pay for them and I have to go and perform. So for that, I think I can do my own program. I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. You can crowdfund and, you know, probably go ahead with your own program.
Yeah. That's there. So anyways, it is difficult to get programs. As I told you, competition is more.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are ready to pay and perform. I'm not blaming them either. I'm not blaming people who ask for money either. It's just that I'm not the kind of person who goes and pays and performs. That's, mm-hmm. it. So I can't say, is this a wrong thing or right thing? But I feel sad for artists.
Mm-hmm.
I, on behalf of all my fellow dancers and, you know, artists, I feel sad. I mean, like, we are ill-treated at times. We are not treated properly. We are not, the art, whatever we, it's a divine art form.
True.
People, when you say a person that, see, I have learned Bharatanatyam, they'll be, oh, wow, it's a divine art form. Nobody can learn. It's not easy. It's not that easy as people think. That's what the people's reaction, not our reaction. That's, mm-hmm. how they say. But when it comes to performing, performances, mm-hmm. I don't know what happens, but yeah, we are not paid. The same divine art form,
mm-hmm.
whatever they appreciate it. When they got to know that we are dancers, we are classical dancers,
mm-hmm.
still we are not paid well. I feel very, very sad for this. Really sad. Because that's our bread. That's what they have to understand. Now, dance is... There are people who just dance and they're also working in different fields.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about them. Because for them, they are earning money. But still, I say that they have to be paid because they are artists.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be paid because they would have put that much of effort for the particular performance. So they have to be paid. Any artist have to. I'm not asking you have to pay us like thousands together. Mm-hmm. No, it's just something where it shows, okay, thank you for performing for, mm-hmm. us. That's all. I think that's needed. Financially, it is expensive and that expenses are not being, you know, fulfilled. That's always there.
So as a transition from student to teacher in this very art form, what's the major difference that you feel?
So first of all, I'm still a student.
Okay.
I will be a student, you know, I think even at the age of 70,
sorry for interrupting, but just another curious question. Is there an end learning to this? Like, is there an end path or is it a highway that keeps going on forever?
No. There's no end for this. It's ocean.
Okay.
It is, you can include all seven oceans together. It's that deep.
How far have you feel? Yeah, I mean, how much have
not
you
even
covered?
Not even a drop. Drop. No, I have long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's there. And see, as I told you, it's creative field.
Mm-hmm.
You keep creating things. Let's say for, I learned a dance piece 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Apurandhara Dasa's Devaranama Jagadodharana. The piece I saw 3 years back, the same piece I see now is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And probably I see the same piece after 10 years will be something else. So the same piece, it's not something else, mm-hmm. right? It's the same Jagadot Dharana which I've been seeing since 3 years, mm-hmm. but still the way I look is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
This is what learning. This learning is, it doesn't have to come from a different person or from the guru. The guru, yeah, she will be there. Mm-hmm. She's your backbone. That's always there. But learning and internalization matters a lot in this.
Mm-hmm.
So internalizing things is, I think, it plays a vital role in this.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
What are the age group students that you have as of now?
I have different age groups. From 7 years, I don't take under 5 years. Like, mm-hmm. I don't teach them. I say that at least minimum of 7 years. For one reason is that their bone will be still tender at the age of 5.
Mm-hmm.
I join at the age of 5, but I know that what will happen at the end of the day.
Okay.
So I'll be like, no, don't join them at the age of 5. 6 or 7 is a good age. So from there, I have student of 45 year old lady.
45?
Yeah.
So, my mom wanted to be a student.
Yeah. She won't.
But due to her health conditions, she...
No, I also could not give time to her. So I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged.
So how many students do you find are completely serious? Like, or how many of them come as a pressure from parents that they want to see their kids in this field?
Half of them are the pressurized kids. Okay. I would say that. Half of them. Because once they come, it's like, ma'am, today she'll be joining. So can she perform in a show? Can she perform in a competition in a month? That's what I'm like, month? We are practicing for years together. We don't even think about it. One, the major thing what people have to know about classical art form is that it's not instant food. It is not instant food. It takes lots of time. It takes lots of years, practice and dedication to know what art form is, mm-hmm. what Bharatanatyam is, what any classical art form is.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm doing my master's in dance. I've started learning so much. It's like, okay, there is so much. And I know that there's still like millions of things to learn for me yet. So that mentality, I think it's very less. People don't even have that. Okay, my daughter has learned for about 2 years. Now she knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So a father of one of my students, he comes to me and, ma'am, she has just completed her first year exam, so she can go and perform. She's done with the things. No? I'm like, she just passed first year exam. She has learned only for 2 years. So what do you expect from her? What they don't understand is, mm-hmm. a 7-year-old kid comes to my class, means the first thing I have to teach her what is left, what is right. Because mm-hmm. in Bharatanatyam and for any dance form, the left and right brain both has to work.
Mm-hmm.
Not just left brain or just right brain.
Mm-hmm.
So both has to work equally. We have to listen to the music. We have to be aware of what's happening around us,
mm-hmm.
about lighting, mm-hmm. about stage, about our own like physical, what's happening in our own body. Mm-hmm. We have to be very conscious about it. So yeah, it is quite difficult. So from there we have to start. For a kid, I have to say that this is right, this is left. When mm-hmm. I say left, you have to do left. So from there I have to teach. Okay. That's what they'll not know.
Okay.
The parents will not know, okay, my daughter is learning from like since 2 years. Why is she not performing in any program? What's mm-hmm. happening? But then 2 years is nothing.
Nothing.
Is nothing.
How long does it take for one to actually get into performance? See, is it individual based or is there any fixed period?
Yeah, it is. In fact, yeah, it depends on the person, of course. Okay. It depends on the talent. But minimum of, 3 years of experience, 3 years of learning, initial learning,
mm-hmm.
it will be very good. Yeah, it adds on it.
Great. So here is a very interesting and a big question for you. Exciting.
Yeah.
What's the big vision ahead for you in the dance industry, and what are the changes that you want to bring across?
Okay, so first of all, vision, it's quite difficult to answer. As I told you, it's very creative.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I thought of, I would do this thing when if I be a dancer. I'm not the same person now.
Okay.
So people change for good. Mm-hmm. Artists change for good. And I would want to bring change in the society. See, bringing change in the society is a big word, I say.
Okay.
I would like to influence people in a good way, mm-hmm, through Bharatanatyam.
Okay.
I think that's all I want. I want to influence people. I want to, to make them understand the good part of the world and good part of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the... I mean, I would like to share this. This is one of my... I think I am proud of this, or I'm happy about this. Mm-hmm. I'm not just proud. A student of mine, mm-hmm, I started teaching in a place recently.
Okay.
So that student, she used to cry every class. If, mm-hmm, I just ask her one question, she used to just cry. But today, she is in a position where she can come. She comes up to me and she's like, "Ma'am, I don't understand this. Ma'am, what is this? What should, mm-hmm, I do?" She has, she's grown. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see in a person. Mm-hmm. That's the growth you want to see. The kid who was crying all through the class, and then today she comes up and she asks that, "Ma'am, I'm hungry." In between the class, she, mm-hmm, stops and she comes to me, "Ma'am, I'm hungry. Can I eat?" She asks me this. The thing is, she can stand up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what matters.
Okay.
See, this is what a teacher has to do for a kid. It's like anybody can teach that, this is math, this is dance, this is science, this is physics. Anybody can, I'm not telling anybody can teach, but yeah, you can still teach. But to inspire people, I think that's what a guru does. Inspiring, mm-hmm, somebody is, that's what a guru does. I think I answered your first question now. I'm sorry.
But still, we can go around.
I think I didn't answer your one more question. That, uh-huh, is, what are the changes that you want me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Then.
So, changes. Change is, change is the only thing which is constant in this field. So, I don't know what change I'm able to bring to this field, but I'm seeing changes in myself right now, which, mm-hmm, I'm happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also looking forward to this. It's like, what change can I bring? But I'm not even thinking about bringing change to the field or whatever.
Okay.
But I'm happy about whatever I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if they want to get in touch with you or follow you on social media, how can they get in touch with you?
My Instagram handle is Mekhla Bharadwaj, and my Facebook page is again Mekhla Bharadwaj. You can just follow me. It's public account.
Can you spell it out?
Mekhla Bharadwaj.
Yeah, because North Indians and South Indians have this spelling issue, and they might just end up searching the wrong Mekhla around.
There are 3-4 Mekhlas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mekhla Bharadwaj.
We need to make sure that our audience gets in touch with the right person. So yeah, that's it. It's a wrap for today. Thank you so much.
It was great talking to you, Ganesh. Looking forward to more and more podcast shows like this. I'm very happy that you started this with me.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it was great having you on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Take care.